This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1232. Family matters for these IELTS speaking questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
The topic of family comes up often on IELTS speaking, and you must be prepared with topic-specific vocab and ideas. Listen in today for sample part two and part three answers to these common IELTS questions.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get competent. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Aubrey, do you remember a show from the 90s called Family Matters?
I sure do. With Urkel, he was the funniest. He's like the quintessential nerd with the glasses. Right. He was so adorable.
And the red suspenders. Yeah. And like, he was like high tall pants. And skinny and like hunched over. Totally. Oh,
so that was a great show.
Why am I asking you about this weird TGIF 1990s sitcom?
Right. We're talking about families today because this topic comes up on IELTS speaking all the time.
Oof, all
you
the
need
time.
To be prepared to talk about your own family, to talk about other families. You need high level topic specific vocabulary. So we're going to give you some sample answers today.
I love the sample answer episodes. And guys, remember that these ideas are also important to think about regarding writing task two, because there's questions about, you know, the best thing for children to do in school and testing and punishment and healthy family structures. And I mean, all of these ideas are important to think about. So let's get into it. Aubrey's going to do a part two. I'm getting out my pen and paper now so I can take notes on her amazing answer. And then I will answer some part three questions, all focused on family. Remember, guys, on your test, you will also have a part two and part three connected, right? They're always about the same topic, in this case, family. So, Aubrey, I would like you to describe a family you know well.
I'm actually really excited to share a little bit about this little family that I was friends with in New York City. I haven't seen them in a while, and I'm terrible at keeping in touch with people. Lots of my friends will go months, years without hearing from me, but there's no love lost when we talk again. It's like we've chatted, you know, recently, so that's good at least. And this friend I hadn't seen or chatted with in probably 3 years. And out of the blue, she texted me and I was really excited to catch up. So they're very top of mind for me right now. She has three little kids now and she lives in New York City. So super, super busy. He works in finance, something I don't not Wall Street, but for some kind of corporate fancy firm. And so he's busy, gone all the time. So it's sort of on her, all of the child rearing. But I actually met her in Montreal when I lived in Canada. She was from there originally. And then we both ended up in New York a few years ago. So that was a very fun little coincidence that we both just happened to be there. And we got in touch again and we spent a lot of time together about 10 years ago when I lived in New York. We would get together. She didn't have kids yet at the time, but I had a couple of little kids. We'd meet at the park. We would go for dinner with her husband and my husband, and they both were very funny. Like, they both had an amazing sense of humor. So I'm sure now their children are also taking after them, getting like really funny senses of humor. He was like the typical dad jokes type of dad, but she was just like very witty, always with really witty, clever things to say, right? Like, I could imagine her writing ads for the New Yorker. And so now I want to go and visit her sometime soon. I'm planning on heading back to New York as soon as I can, preferably not in the winter because it's horribly cold there in the winter. Maybe
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
That felt awesome. Like 10 minutes. Was that really 2 minutes?
Yeah.
You guys, part two just feels like forever. You know, if you've taken the IELTS exam.
So, okay. This is such a fantastic model answer for our students to learn a lot from. Like, I could tell when you felt like it was a long time.
I'm like, what else can I say?
You had to transition and expand. So I'm gonna point out to you guys how Aubrey did that, because this is such a great example of a question that seems easy. It seems like, yeah, dude, I could like describe people I know for 2 minutes. That is not hard. But in reality, when you start to do it, it can feel like a long time. Yeah. And also keep in mind two things. Aubrey didn't plan. She didn't take notes before this, like you get to do on the exam, right? Because we never do. And two, Aubrey speaks quickly as a native, even for a native. So I think Aubrey, if you had slowed down, that would have been
sure.
5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yes, it's true. I said 5 minutes worth of information in 2 minutes.
Totally. So let's highlight a few things. There are three things I want you guys to go back and listen for. One, intonation. Two, idioms. And three, how to expand. So for the first one, the intonation at the beginning, from the get-go, which is an awesome idiom, from the get-go means right at the start, you're like, oh, I am actually really excited. So guys, great strategy. First sentence you say needs to be how you feel about the topic and put as much intonation in there as you can because you're describing feelings. Those are the best sentences to show in your voice. And then you were like, I'm terrible at keeping in touch. So all like focusing on these adjectives about feelings. All right. Vocabulary. No love lost. It's just like, you know what? Some bad things happened. Some people may not like these things, but we still love each other and it's fine. Or like other people might get mad, but we don't get mad. We love each other, right? So it's like, you know, she doesn't keep in touch. She's kind of a flake. I always show up late, but there's no love lost. So it's like, we don't care. Out of the blue is like suddenly and unexpectedly, out of nowhere. So that's a great idiom. Top of mind. If you're trying to explain why this is the first thing you're thinking of or why this is in your brain right now, because we're adults, there's so many things. I'll be like, I just saw this picture. That's why this person is top of mind, or, you know, whatever the reason is. So do listen for those idioms, guys. And okay, third point, how do we keep talking when it's hard? Around 1:15. I could see what's happening.
You guys watch on the video, you're probably seeing me like.
Seriously. Cause like we, as teachers, we can empathetically know what's happening in a student's brain as well. Right. So around 1:15, you're like, that's everything I have to say about their family. Where do I go? And that's when you transition to memories of them before they had children. And that was such a fantastic way to go, right? So it's like, I've tackled this card completely. Now let's think of a past and a future. So first you went to the past, like what were they like before the situation? And then at the end, you started to transition to the future and you're like, I want to visit them soon. This is what we would do. So always remember like, before and after. These are always two ways that you could expand on your answer. So that was a lot of feedback. Ultimately, I'm applauding.
It's funny. I love that you're ultimately applauding. But as right when I was finishing up, I'm like, I should have told a story. Like you guys have heard us talk about that on this podcast all the time. How much easier would it have been for me to fill that 2 minutes telling one of the multitude of stories that I have with this friend or her family? Like I kind of surface level saying we would meet them for dinner. Take one funny story of something that happened with us. And that would have given me such a great chance for intonation, vocabulary, and to fill time. There's a reason we give you guys that advice. Why don't I take my own advice? I don't know.
You know, we that happens in a lot of areas of life. But
seriously,
I'm so good at giving advice to other people. Right. But yeah, okay. So this is a great proof. This is a great this is great evidence here because yes, Aubrey still got a 9, of course. But it wasn't easy, and it would have been easier if she had told a story, right?
Yes. And you made a good point. You guys will have that 1 minute to plan. Because I didn't take that minute, maybe I would have. Okay, what story can I tell, right?
Yeah,
what details maybe I should describe them physically, which I didn't do at all. So that minute, it's, you know, just kind of goes to show you should make the most of that minute and think what are things that I can share that are really going to boost my score,
totally,
right?
Totally, totally.
All right.
Thanks for listening today. And remember, you can find this episode on YouTube as well if you want to watch the video. We're also on social media. Wherever you find your social media, look for All Ears English to learn vocabulary, idioms, and get lots of great English learning tips.
Let's dive into these part 3 questions for you, Jess.
Okay,
you ready?
I haven't looked at these at all. So, okay, great.
No preparation for you, which is accurate for part 3. You don't usually get preparation, so this is perfect. All right. How has the size of the family changed in the last few decades in your country?
In the last few decades? Wow. I feel like we have to go further back in history to really see any marked change in family size. In the 1950s and 1960s, it was definitely more common to have 3 or more children. And that was really the accepted family size. It would have been rare to have fewer than that. And this is just like armchair expert sort of prediction here. I don't know for sure, but I believe the 70s, when access to birth control got more open to women, family planning size became something that we could control. And also, with the economic changes of the 80s, demanding that we need more money, we can't afford houses anymore, we can't afford a house as soon as we graduate from college and have 5 kids. I think that also, of course, demanded that we have fewer children.
Thank you. To cut you off. I feel like that's about the right amount of time. I know we're trying to do better at like, oh, the examiners are cracking down on the amount of time for these, right?
I'm so glad you stopped me. Okay.
That was so impressive. Well done. I know you asked which I wanted to do and I had seen the part 3 questions. I'm like, you take part 3. These are tricky. I loved the way you answered that because I think you could legitimately say in the United States, not much has changed as far as family size in the last few decades. So you answered that really well to say, honestly, I feel like you have to go back a few more decades to notice a change there, right? And I loved the vocabulary, marked change. You'll also hear natives pronounce this marked change. Both are correct for that word. For some words, there are multiple pronunciations there, both accurate. And then the vocab, armchair expert. You guys definitely want to use this. I feel like you could sneak it into lots of different answers just to admit that you're not an expert, right? You're just kind of saying stuff based on your experience, what you've seen and read. We are all armchair experts. Imagine yourself in your armchair watching TV, becoming an expert on whatever, right?
It's also a cool podcast, Armchair Expert with
Dax Shepard.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I thought of when I said that. I had to double check myself in my brain real fast because I was like, that's not just the name of a podcast. Like, that is an actual saying.
Oh, totally, because it's been taken over by the podcast. Yes, right? It's a great noun, a great idiomatic noun. You guys can use call yourselves an armchair expert or someone else. If you're talking about someone who shares all this expertise as if they know what they're talking about, and you could say, they're basically just an armchair expert, though. They're not exactly a scientist, right? Yep. Really good vocab. And then the intonation was so impressive. When you were talking about what people can't afford, you were like, they can't afford houses and they can't afford this. Go back and listen to that, guys. This is that native level intonation we're talking about where you can hear Jessica's emotion. You feel like and hear that she feels passionately about this. And that's what you want. Avoid monotone. Let your emotion and your feelings show in your intonation.
Even in part three, right?
Yes.
It is wild to think about, though. I really, really want to hear from you guys listening. Pretend this is a part three question for you. How would you answer? I want to hear your answer describing your own societal changes in your country. I guess the best place to reach us would be, let's do a social post, guys. So follow us on Instagram. I'm making a note right now. 1232 Insta. Okay. Follow us on Instagram, All Ears English. We're easy to find. And either Aubrey or I would do a post on this. And I really want to hear how you guys would answer this question. Because, I mean,
it would be different in every country, within every culture. Absolutely.
Think about the economy. Think about religion. Think about, I mean, access to healthcare, birth control, laws, the government controlling family size. There's just so many aspects that I'm curious about.
Yeah, same, right? So you can find this on YouTube, this episode, leave a comment there, or like Jessica said, we'll also definitely post on social media. If you guys aren't following us on social media, we're always sharing vocabulary, idioms, IELTS advice as well. You want to make sure you're following us there for great vocab that we share and to comment when we post about this, because we would love to hear. We want that community. We love it's podcasting. The one downside is we can't talk to you guys, and we want to be able to talk to you. We want to hear from you, hear your opinions. And so, yeah, interact with us on social media, guys.
Come on, please. That was a great idea. Definitely go to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube, hit subscribe, leave a comment on this episode, and then follow us on all the socials, you guys. We're on all the socials, All Ears English. All right, awesome. Aubrey, thanks. This was really fun.
It was fun. I love Subbots. It had been a while for some sample answers. So I'm glad, bringing it back.
All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.